أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we're at day number 23 of the month of Ramadan, and there's only about a week left of this blessed month, the month of blessings and favors and mercy and pardon from the Creator. And as we go through this blessed month to try to get closer to Allah, we've also been trying to review hadith, sayings, statements of the infallibles, in how we can get a better appreciation for the noble Quran, because as we know, this is the book of Allah. This is the ultimate guide for salvation for humanity. And we need to take a cue from the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet and his noble family, peace and blessings be upon them all, and how we can better appreciate this book that Allah has sent for our guidance. Today we want to refer to a tradition as been reported to be to have been mentioned by the Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he shares with us some advice in terms of our connectivity to Allah. And you know, sometimes our feeling tired or not in a mood to, let's say, engage in the recommended acts of worship, and how we should deal with those situations that we may come across within our lives. And the beloved Prophet says the following to us. He states, "Recite the Quran in such a way that your hearts develop a love for it and your skin becomes softened by it. However, as soon as your hearts become indifferent to it, meaning that the Quran has no effect on you, then stop reciting it." Now we have to keep in mind that our heart, as our scholars of spirituality tell us, it goes through different states. It goes through a state where it is receptive and accepting of what we give to it. It will gladly take, you know, worship, and not only the obligatory but also the recommended, and it will actually maybe even encourage us to push further ahead in recommended acts of worship. But sometimes, as the scholars of spirituality tell us, that our heart goes into a stage of not being receptive, not wanting to go further in acts of worship. And we're told when our heart is at that level, when our spirit is at that level of not wanting to engage in further acts of servitude to Allah, that we give it a break, we take it easy, we just suffice with the obligatory actions of the faith. Because sometimes we might not feel in a particular mood to engage in extra acts of worship. And so we have to listen to our heart, to our soul, and guide, and let us use that as a guide to how we engage in worship and how much worship we engage in fact. The Prophet shows us in this tradition that the Quran, its recitation, should move our hearts. It should really give us, you know, what we say is goosebumps. It should actually make our entire presence feel as being in the awe and majesty of Allah. And it should make us want to change our lives. But if we see that we're just reciting the Quran to pass time because we have to do it, because we've been forced to do it by somebody, but it's not really impacting us, it's not having that change of character that the Quran should be doing, then as the Messenger says, that take it easy, take a break, leave the Quran for that time frame until we are back into a mood of worship, of spirituality, of understanding and reading the words of Allah. And each of us obviously has to determine this on our own. We can't be told or given direction in it. We have to see what our heart is saying and act accordingly. But as we know, as these last few days and nights of the month of Ramadan are slowly slipping away, let us try to gear our hearts to be in a mode of worship, to want to recite the Quran, to want to engage in the recommended supplicatory acts of worship. And if we do so, and we try to get closer to Allah, we ask our Creator to also come closer to us and to give us the opportunity to be able to converse with Him in these last remaining few moments of the blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.